Welcome to the Movers Resource Guide podcast, connecting you to the resources you need to create success. We chat with the best vendors, associations, mentors, movers, and more, giving you the information you need to make your moving company the best it can be. I'm your host, Brian Hassan, CEO of Wayfinder Moving in Buffalo, New York, Apex Moving in Lakewood, Washington, and the president of the New York State Movers Association. Today, our guest is Tim Quirk from RoadSense. RoadSense is a third-party logistics provider that solely focuses their efforts on the moving industry. Many of their employees are from the moving industry. Tim is from the moving industry. And so they really like to partner with moving companies to help us have some different lines of revenue that maybe and different opportunities that we maybe otherwise wouldn't have. So I think it's a really great conversation that can open our eyes up to the opportunities that are out there that maybe we're not taking advantage of. So really excited to bring this conversation to you. Hopefully it's helpful for you. I will say this will be our last episode before we hit our peak season and we take a little break for the summer so we can focus on making as much money as we can this summer. So this will be the last one before that. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's helpful. So without further ado, here's the conversation with Tim and I. All right, Tim, welcome to the Movers Resource Guide podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time to come and be on the podcast with us. Really excited for you to share about some 3PL opportunities that movers may be missing that we could take advantage of. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here. I've been enjoying watching your Movers Resource Guide podcast. So glad that I could be part of one.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a third-party logistics provider that's premier focus is working with companies in the moving industry, whether that be local movers, independent movers, van lines. You're not a traditional maybe 3PL company, I guess I would say, because you're really solely focused on working with the moving industry. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. About 50% of the people here at RoadSense worked in the industry in one capacity or another, before we started RoadSense. Myself, I worked for van line agents. I worked for a container company. Okay. And I also worked directly for an international division of a van line. So,
okay. Yeah. Excellent. So that gives you like a unique insight into our industry and what opportunities there are from a moving company perspective and how that fits into the 3PL world. So I think this will be an interesting conversation for us to have about a lot of opportunities that are out there that, I know in the past I've just completely blown off because I wouldn't know how to complete the task, right? Or complete the job based on what the customer is looking for. So, or maybe I just don't have the capacity to do it, right? So why don't we start with that? Tell us about how you can help us during peak season. Let's say we're with a van line and we have blackouts, or I have local capacity as an independent, but all my interstate drivers are booked up and I have a customer I need to take care of. What are some things that you can help us with capacity in?
For sure. Yeah, I appreciate that, Brian. The nice thing that we're able to do with our service partners is provide capacity for you 24/7. So we don't have blackout dates to worry about. We, weekends, a lot of times the only time during peak season to get some extra revenue maybe be on the weekend on Saturday or Sunday. And if you have crews that are willing to work that during those times, we'll be able to provide extra lift for you, whether that be something that you just want to go across town or across a couple state lines or across the country.
So let's say I have a customer that has 8,000 pounds and they're going to California. I don't have a truck for it. I have crews that can load it on this side, but I don't have a truck to get it there. Tell me how that a process would work where we could still book that job and how that works. Like what happens? How's the truck show up? What are we responsible for? What are you responsible for? How do we make that work?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, I appreciate that. We would, something like that, we would, what we could do is we could provide you a 26 foot box truck, let's say. Mm-hmm. And we could have it equipped, if you want, we could have it equipped with pads and straps. All of our current 26 foot box trucks have, lift gates on them. So okay. It wouldn't, walk boards really, wouldn't be needed if you had them and that was easier for you, for sure. We could do that, but that's something we traditionally won't have on a 26 foot box truck, but you could use the pads and pack the house, use the pads to wrap the furniture. We got the straps to, take your nicely built tiers and I'm sure look beautiful and don't need straps, but we'll
certainly just in case
you could put the straps on them and then, we'll get it to destination. We'll get it out to California. A lot of our partners that we use have, independent agent groups, let's say, so they would have a preferred partner out in California that we would bring it to. But there's, if that's not the case, we also, work with a lot of independents and van line agents throughout the country. So if needed, we could introduce, you to sure, for sure to some quality agents that would be able to do the destination services on the other end.
Okay. So if I'm connected well enough in that area and I have somebody that can help get it unloaded, I could set that up. If not, we could reach out to RoadSense and say, hey, I need you to haul this, but I also need you to help me connect with somebody on the other end.
For sure. Yep.
Awesome. So that'll really help, especially if a van line has a blackout or there's a special customer or you're an independent and you just don't want to lose that customer and you want to make sure you take care of that and you take the opportunity to generate that revenue, right? Instead of saying no and losing the money when you have the capacity at least to get it loaded, right? That opens up a new stream of revenue for us that would be helpful.
Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd be able to provide a truck and labor and facility, but what I know we can do is provide that lift for you.
Yeah. Well, and you also don't want to turn into a van line, right? You want to support them, support us, right? You don't want to be in competition with us, which is not what you're doing. You're supporting us where we need extra help that we don't have. Right.
Exactly.
And I can see even as an independent, in the winter, they would, if it's a shipment that's not going somewhere that they typically go or could get to, or for whatever reason they can't do it, instead of just saying no and not earning that revenue in the slow season, that's a perfect opportunity to still generate some revenue off of that.
Exactly.
And so, that's really cool it's really cool that you can provide the blankets too. So we're not trying to paper pad stuff, which right. We could, but, paper pads going cross country aren't necessarily the best option. Right. So,
cause sometimes paper pads are the way to go. If we're moving a CEO, from the United States over to Europe. I mean, that's for sure.
That's the way it has to go. Yeah.
So it's, I wouldn't
don't want to knock the paper pads.
Yeah. because there are occasions when, I just can't get the cloth pads for you. Like I only have a limited amount. I also have places where I can get some from, but there may be a time when the paper pad is the only option and I don't want that to be the factor that would maybe have somebody say no instead of you know, taking that extra revenue stream.
Yeah, no, and I think that's understandable. I think in the industry, especially if you've done military, you see stuff moving with paper pads all the time, no touch trailers, which is essentially what we're talking about here. You know, it happens a lot, but it's not terrible. But I would say that the better way is to go with the regular pads when you can. Right.
When you can't.
Right.
I would agree.
Yeah. So, transitioning from that, and helping with that capacity, you can also help with, and this is something that I recently talked to you about, and we had a situation come up where there's just random business that opportunities that we may have that we would just say no to. Talk to us about that a little bit, and then maybe I'll give an example.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of opportunity comes to businesses that have warehouses and that have labor, right? And that, you know, that's basically what a moving company is, right? They've got some trucks, we've got warehouses, and we've got labor. So I think a lot of business, more so than just household goods, will come to a moving company. And a good example that we had recently was a salesperson for a moving company was out doing their sales calls in the commercial sector, and they came across some old batteries for electric cars. They are a hazardous commodity, so they couldn't haul them or move them, but I mean that's something that we were able to do for them. So they were
awesome.
Able to go to us and say, "Hey, we've got these moving from California to Phoenix." and they actually had the contracts for the warehousing and the disposal, I think, or maybe the storage. I don't really understand that technology well enough, but we were able to provide the list for that for them. So. And that's something that in the past they probably would have said no to, and they would have been really bummed because it's, you know, that's something that's really probably for them in the areas that they're in is going to be a big business for years to come.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they have the lane to figure out how to accomplish that task. Right.
Right.
So, and that it's on something completely different, my sales team came to me and said, "Hey, we've got this doctor's office that wants to move, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 exam tables from Buffalo to Texas." And it's like, I don't have a truck going that way. You know, it's probably not going to make sense for us to do that. And then I was like, "Wait, you know what? That might be something for Tim." So, you know, we reach out to you and absolutely something that you could help us do. We would just have to get them picked up and palletized and ready for the truck. And then that's an opportunity that I always would have turned down in the past because, you know, I haven't been in the logistics world on the freight side. Right. So I don't even know honestly where to start. You know, I'm going to be calling UPS or FedEx and getting, you know, the customer's not going to want to pay whatever exorbitant fee that they're going to charge me because I'm a one-off customer. Right. So, you know, now having that opportunity, it's like, okay, well, now let's go back to the sales team and say, "Hey, when you get these weird phone calls or things like that, let's explore them and see if we can open up a new line of revenue by doing these oddball type things. You know, maybe we don't want to do them in June and July, but the rest of the year we might." You know,
right? Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Go ahead.
No, as you said, and I really think that those, you know, the diversity in your commodities really can increase your revenue.
Yeah, and that's something we've talked about on the podcast a lot lately. Is how we, you know, flatten the demand curve maybe, or lower our overhead, or how we increase our opportunities, especially in the slow season. And I think this is a really good topic to explore to say, "Hey, I guarantee there's some opportunities out there for the listeners that they're ignoring, that they, you know, with this knowledge might be able to take advantage of," which is great. So, we'll tip into now, we won't talk a lot about this, but you also help a lot of van lines and transportation service providers through military or whatever else with transporting lift vans across the country too.
Yeah. It's really, I think, you know, lift vans have always been the method for international shipments. And then I really feel like, oh, I don't know, maybe I was going to say 5 years ago, but now I'm thinking about it. And it was probably more like 20 years ago when the driver capacity started really tightening up. We saw, you know, people going lift vans for all small shipments, you know, and so it really does provide for those international agents or for those companies that you know, are familiar with lift vans. And it provides the ability to move shipments that, you know, maybe you don't make sense to go loose loaded on a van, or don't make sense to go, you know, into a traditional moving truck, put them in lift vans and we can move them for you. I can tell you that lift vans, anything three lift vans and less, we'll go on a common carrier. So we talk about your XBOs, your SDs, your SIAs, you know, that kind of thing. And those really are density based pricing. So the better density you get on those lift vans, you go to your 5.5 to to 6, you know, density, you're gonna get a lot better pricing than a 3% or a 3 density.
So, and the people who haven't done lift vans before may not understand this, but the more stuff you can fit into that lift van, the higher your density is going to be, the more cost effective it's going to be for shipping it, right? And working with military, you know, that's a pressure that's put on us. And
I would say, like, in that overflow, you know, try and get the canoe, try and get the sofa, try and get the kayak, try and get all that into the main shipment.
Yeah.
And leave, you know, leave the overflow, the leave behind, whatever you want to call it. Make those, you know, cube very, you know, the best cube you have, so that, you know, you can get good density in a lift van. Because, we haven't even talked about, Brian, you and I before this, about, you know, even if you only have a half lift van, you can cut those down, lift fans down, and build them, and then you even have better density,
right?
And because then they can maybe be stacked or something like that. So
sure,
it is a good option. And I know that if people aren't familiar with it, or don't use lift fans, or don't know much about them, certainly I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about that, and maybe different ways they can be used, and different ways that we have shipped them before.
Yeah. And years ago, we were trying to figure out how to increase our density. And I actually had Michael Gonzalez was willing to, I was going to fly out to Alaska with a couple of my guys for a few days and just observe their crews or Washington, wherever we could get in and get some training. Because, like, no matter how hard we tried, we're loading these lift vans and we just can't get our density to where we wanted it. And part of it's the stuff you're putting in there, but I'm like, I don't know how I can pack this any tighter. And through some other conversations, what we really found was it's not about loading it at the time. You're preparing for density when you start packing the job, and use a lay down wardrobe instead of a stand up wardrobe and some of these other things. And the second we walked into the pack job with density in mind and switched from wardrobes to stand up wardrobes to lay down wardrobes, it was like, boom, our density was fantastic, you know? And so for advice for people out there, it doesn't start when you start loading the lift van. It starts when you pack the job. But anyway, even with independents, if they have, let's say that California example, it's 2,000 pounds. Let's say it's 2,000 pounds to California. You know, nobody's doing a dedicated truck for that. If you understand the fans, or you have access to them, or you know how to load them. I always have had access to them, but I've never knew how to get them from one point of the country to the other. And that's something that you can help us with.
Most definitely.
So I'd like to take a little break here And this is the point where I'd love to talk about our funny, crazy, interesting moving story from your years in the moving industry. What do you have for us today?
You know, years back, I was lucky enough to work for a company who got the job of moving George H.W. Bush from the White Wow. House to his ranch in Texas.
Wow.
And unfortunately for me, fortunately for the Bushes, I was not on that job. but I watched it closely from the office. And I tell you what, it was Mrs. Barbara Bush was just a joy to the crew. She treated everyone yeah. like family, took pictures with everybody, really? You know, and took pictures next to our trucks. And then on our customer satisfaction survey, she wrote a long note and mentioned each crew member by name and thanked them by name and signed it. And you know, just really neat to be part of it.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause you hear about a lot of those jobs, the Washington, D.C. movers are the ones that get them because they're yeah. there all the time. But we happen to have a branch in Texas, and our general manager had some connections to the Bush family. So he was able to, wow. to secure that job for us. And it just, what a great experience.
Yeah. I love to hear when people who really reach the highest levels of wealth or notoriety or whatever else, that it's so nice to hear when they take the time to be kind and generous to people and, you know, mentioning, you know, it shows a lot of humility to remember your mover's name, right? And all of that. So that's pretty cool. That had to be, I mean, the crew had to, that had to be such a special experience for them too.
It really was, you know, and to tell your crews every day how great you think they are and how much you appreciate them. You know, I think the crew likes that, but to say that and then to say, and because we feel this way, you're going to move the president.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was, the smiles on their faces during those pictures, was really neat to see. And obviously and it was fun. There, it was no political conversation at all that day. It was
no.
just, hey, we're here to do a job and you're our customer and the customer truly appreciated the job that was given to them.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's a really cool story. It's, you know, we move a lot of athletes, but this, you know, doing that's a whole nother level right there. So, well, thanks for sharing that with us, Tim. So we've covered a few different things here, you know, different capacity. What about some general freight opportunities that you typically see for movers that maybe we can keep our eyes open for to help us out?
Yeah, a lot of stuff that seems to come our way is the mover that maybe gets a local warehousing project or something, mm-hmm. or just a commodity that's not household goods. And it starts just, okay, we're going to pick it up at this local facility and bring it back to our warehouse. And then they realize, you know, that the customer loves their service and they say, oh, you know, we actually need to move stuff to a warehouse over here and we need to move stuff to a warehouse over there. So that's something that, you know, that we can handle for you if it's something you, number one, don't want to put on your assets, can't put on your assets, or just don't have the capacity, you know.
Yeah.
We can do that, but we've moved everything from, like I said before, those batteries, solar panels are a big one. You know, we believe it or not, we've had movers come to us that somebody came to them and said, hey, can you move this produce for me? Can you move these pumpkins for me? And I thought to myself, why would a moving and storage company ever have this opportunity? But you know what? They did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they had the forethought to say maybe, and then they searched around and found companies like ours and found us, and we're able to do that. So that, you know, that's That's good. So, you know, I mean, and I'm not trying to be a commercial, but like our motto says, where there's a road, we'll find a way. And that really, so if somebody's coming to you with something that's going to be traveling on a road, you know, at least think about us before you say no right away.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, once again, it's, you know, the moving industry right now is a little bit slower than it's been in the past, or the recent past. Right. So, I think, you know, obviously we're getting to the peak season where, you know, it's time to make our money and all that, but it's, you know, we still want to have the mindset of, hey, how do we generate as much revenue as we can, without any more resources, you know,
right.
You know, how can we increase those line items without committing to more trucks and other things like that. And it reminds me, I think you had mentioned to me, when we were talking before, and it just popped into my head. Now there are some companies in, you know, Oded's been on the podcast before where you actually post up trailers at their, before I say something wrong, why don't you explain that?
I mean, there's two things that we do a lot for independents that either have partnerships with other independents across the country or have their own locations in two spots across the country. We will post trailers and they can, you know, they can live load trailers. Okay. So these are just empty trailers that, you know, because they're going either from their own warehouse to their own warehouse or their own warehouse to a partner warehouse that they, you know, they don't have to worry about losing their equipment. So we can post a trailer. It can be live loaded, you know, and then we'll take it right to destination. We can drop a trailer and then when it's full, we can get power only to move it. Or a lot of them have their own trailers that they don't have power to move and they'll fill their own trailers and contact us and then we'll hook and bring them to the destination. And this year, interestingly enough, for the first time, I just came back from the California Moving and Storage Association.
This is why you got to throw that in there and brag about it to the rest of us.
I didn't want to be in Hawaii the last, you know, six out of the last 8 days, but I had to.
It's a tough life, but somebody's got to live it, Tim. You know.
For the first time, we have two companies that are actually sharing their trailers, so they're going to share the pool of a few trailers, and so it's we're hoping it'll, in theory, I think it'll be able to at least 1.5 times the shipments they're able to do, if not double the shipments they're able to do in terms of this type of shipment, this alternative transportation type of shipment.
That's fantastic to see companies working together like that, and I think you know, just the whole point here of this conversation is, you know, there's other opportunities out there. Don't keep your mind closed so much on household goods or what your current capacity is or the way you're doing things. If there's an opportunity, just stretch your brain a little bit, open up your mind to, hey, maybe there's some extra opportunities here we can take advantage of. And, you know, if that ticks your revenue up by 1%, 5%, whatever a year, you know, that's going to make it's going to make a difference. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope that, you know, the movers and look at things like, I had a good friend of mine. She owned the local hardware store back when towns had little local hardware stores. You'd walk in and say, "Hey, Sally, how are you?" And her answer would always be, "I'm good. Do you have a dollar in your pocket?" Like, yeah. She's like, "Well, I want it." You know, and that was kind of the thing. It's like she was going to find a way for you to spend your money. And I think that, you know, as people in our industry, we need to have that. Look, if you've got dollars to spend, we'll figure out a way to help you spend it.
That's right. No, I think that's that's fantastic, and that's a mentality we need to carry right now, right? So, okay, any other things that we didn't cover that you'd like to leave us with?
The only other thing is some of what we do now has been suggested by our customers. So we didn't do it before, but our customers said, "Man, it would really be nice if you could do this." Okay. And, you know, and then we'll try and figure out a way to do it. Because that's, like you've said in the past, I am nothing without the moving and storage companies. I am nothing without the fan lines. You are my customers. So if there's something that you wish that, you know, could be done, something that our industry should have been doing for years that we've never done in terms of the alternative capacity or the lift of the transportation, yeah. You know, let me know and I'll try and figure it out. I'm not the smartest guy, but I got a lot of smart people that work for me. So
that's right.
Sure, one of them will be able to come up with something.
There you go. No, that's fantastic. So if we're struggling with something that's in the logistics world, like just reach out and let's see how we can get it done, right?
For sure.
Awesome. Sure. Well, listen, Tim, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on and kind of opening our eyes to some new potential opportunities here. If somebody has an opportunity or is interested in exploring those other opportunities, how do they reach out to RoadSense?
Sure. So if you go to our website, it's roadsense.com. And as you can okay. see on the side behind me, it's Road, R-H-O-D-E. Some people think that's Rhode Island. I prefer to say it's Road Scholar. RoadSense.com. We have a form you can fill on our website. Or you can contact me directly, and mine is tim@roadsense.com. It's my email.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully this helps some people out and gives them some more opportunities. And really appreciate you coming on. You know, great to see you, and good luck during peak season. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you. No, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Good luck to you too. And thank you for having me. I really, you know, we've been trying to get the message out that, you know, we're here to help. And so hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll together, grow and see what the future holds.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you to Tim for taking the time to come on and talk about these different opportunities that we have in front of us. Really appreciate him doing that. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. Hopefully it has opened your mind to maybe taking on some different opportunities. If you would like to contact Tim, their website is roadsense.com, and that's roadsense.com. Or you can email Tim, tim@roadsense.com. So thank you for listening. Appreciate you guys. Like I said, this is our last episode before the summer break. Take this time to make as much money as you possibly can. And we'll see you in the fall. Good luck with everything. Now get moving.